The issue here is not the explicit intent of liberals or the rationalizations they invoke to deceive themselves about the nature of abortion. Rather, it's to illustrate that even when motives and arguments change, the substance of the policy remains in its effects. After the Holocaust discredited eugenics per se, neither the eugenicists nor their ideas disappeared. Rather, they went to ground in fields like family planning, in demography, and in political movements such as feminism. Indeed, in a certain sense, Planned Parenthood is today more eugenic than Sanger intended. Sanger, after all, despised abortion. She denounced it as barbaric and called abortionists blood-sucking men with MD after their names. Abortion resulted in an outrageous slaughter and the killing of babies, which even the degenerate offspring of the unfit did not deserve. So forget about intent, look at results. Abortion ends more black lives than heart disease, cancer, accidents, AIDS, and violent crime combined. African Americans constitute little more than 12% of the population, but have more than a third, 37%, of abortions. That rate has held relatively constant, though in some regions the numbers are much starker. In Mississippi, black women receive some 72% of all abortions. According to the Centers for Disease Control nationwide, 512 out of every 1,000 black pregnancies end in an abortion. Revealingly enough, roughly 80% of Planned Parenthood's abortion centers are in or near minority communities. Liberalism today condemns a Bill Bennett who speculates about the effects of killing unborn black children. But it also celebrates the actual killing of unborn black children and condemns him for opposing it. Of course, orthodox eugenics also aimed at the feeble-minded and useless bread gobblers, which included everyone from the mentally retarded to an uneducated and malnourished underclass to recidivist criminals. When it comes to today's feeble-minded, influential voices on the left now advocate the killing of defectives at the beginning of life and at the end of life. Chief among them is Peter Singer, widely held as the most important living philosopher and the world's leading ethicist. Professor Singer, who teaches at Princeton, argues that unwanted or disabled babies should be killed in the name of compassion. He also argues that the elderly and other drags on society should be put down when their lives are no longer worth living. Singer doesn't always hide behind code words and euphemisms in his belief that killing babies isn't always wrong, as one can deduce from his essay titled, "Killing Babies Isn't Always Wrong," nor is he a lone voice in the wilderness. His views are popular or respected in many academic circles, but that hasn't caused the left to ostracize him in the slightest, save in Germany, where people still have a visceral sense of where such logic takes you. Of course, not all or even most liberals agree with Singer's prescriptions, but nor do they condemn him as they do, say, a William Bennett. Perhaps they recognize in him a kindred spirit. Identity politics. Today's liberals have no particular animus toward racial minorities. Majorities are another issue. They may even be prejudiced in favor of racial minorities. They give them extra credit. Built into the core of liberal racial views is that it's something of an accomplishment just being black.